Indeed, Analex, what is the story behind Pilgrimage?
All right. What is the story here? It looks brief, he said. Turn your journey token over. It starts face up. If it's face up, gain a copy of each differently named card you have in play. I'm pretty sure Pilgrimage postdates the journey token. Just, that I had it as the thing I could try and did it on at least Ranger first and then thought I'll make an event that does it. But I'm not really sure. It was a long time ago. And I can't compare the order in the file because I have files that are, oriented like cards and files that are oriented like landscapes. So anyway, so the first version here gains a copy of each card you have in play. So that's way more cards. The second version makes it optional, so you don't have to gain the copper you didn't want. The third version costs five instead. Then apparently that was too strong, and we see it only gaining three cards. And what even changes in these last three? It's somehow it's making you choose the card first and then gain the copies instead of just saying gain the copies. And then finally it got once per turn, which is lame, but I imagine was important to have it not be as good so that you had to, I mean, it's how could it really do that? Because I mean, you can't do as much of it, but you can still buy half of it while you're buying some other stuff. So yeah, it's the kind of thing that seeing it in the file, I think, could I have done better there? Maybe it was just strong and didn't want to say once per turn, but there it is. It does say it. And so you can't just spend your eight on your three cards. And that is the journey this card made. It's not the most interesting one, but some stuff did happen.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
The Oracle could tell you what's in store. In bygone days, she'd share her Delphic gift, but won't dispense her wisdom any more. Just drawing through your deck is such a chore. You'd rather make this shuffle sweet and swift. The Oracle could tell you what's in store. Commander of the card's elusive lore, she'd cause the decks to bend and flex and shift, but won't dispense her wisdom any more. Perhaps you hoped your chariots would score. She'd help you if you'd only catch her drift. The Oracle could tell you what's in store. Although a card we'd frequently ignore, she offered draw compatible with thrift, but won't dispense her wisdom any more. Perhaps she saw the reaper at her door. Now huts on legs can draw and curse and sift. The Oracle could tell you what's in store, but won't dispense her wisdom any more.
Thank you, Siltrosa, for that indispensable send-off to Oracle.